Alright, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Tex Texas. Let's get into today's topic of the podcast episode. So this one is a little bit, you know, I don't know. Things didn't work out, right? And that's when my dad told me, hey, if things don't work out at this job, you know, it is what it is. You have to move on, right? And I completely agree with that, because you can't be crying over spilt milk. That's just not how life works, you know? Because if you do, then that milk's gonna, of course, get, well, it's gonna mold and all that and blah, blah, blah. So you get where I'm going with this and whatever, right? So there's that. But this didn't work out, right? And honestly, I'm not backing down. I'm saying it's whatever at this point, because I'm just tired of navigating all this shit, right? Now, I got a job, right? As a cashier. But that was not the position I wanted. I wanted to be one of the dudes who move things around and all that, right? But I didn't get that. I got cashier. Okay, so that was a slap in the face, you know. But whatever, I still got the job. Then next thing you know, I'm thinking about it, is like, hey, I really don't like this cashier thing, you know. I mean, before, yeah, but that was before, and that was like at a different job. You know, so it's like, okay, fine, whatever, fuck it. I don't, you know, it is what it is. So I'm contemplating for this whole month how I'm going to approach my supervisor about, you know, telling her, hey, I want to switch over to, you know, this position. That way I can make more tips, because I hate not getting tips, you know. Like, these dudes that work hard, I understand, you know. But I'm a cashier, and I signed up to be something else, and I didn't get that, right? And I even tried getting some tips, right? And unfortunately, the dudes who watch the cameras, you know, they'll grovel at you if you, like, move out of their camera view. Yeah, it's dystopian, because all these cameras are linked to the corporate office, so it's really dystopic, let's put it like that. So never mind the fact that I can't even get a tip, you know, to get some mulch and all that, but whatever, I don't care. So I'm a bit upset about that, you know, like thinking about how I want to talk to my supervisor about that, right? And keep in mind, I also had like 2 auditions, right, that I had to reschedule. I actually had to not go to them because of my job, right? And it was just like, yikes, man. You know, like, they could have cut me a little bit slack, and I would have worked more hours for them, but that ended up happening. So it's like, okay, what's new, right? And this is the point where I, myself, you know, my friend, he came from one of the other 25 states from the East Coast, okay? I'm making this up, you know, like, you know, obviously there's not 25 states, and I'm sorry for saying you know, repeatedly. It's just, I'm tired. And I was about to say you know, but no. And so he's coming from one of those, you know, states close to the East Coast, so it's like, oh, okay, you know, cool, right? And he's coming back for like a week, you know, and I want to spend time with this dude, because I haven't seen him in like 3 years, 4 almost, but 3 if we're counting it, to be honest. So yeah, it's just like, I haven't seen this dude in like ages, you know. I want to get to socialize with him and all that, blah, 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 right? And I also have an audition coming up that same day, so it's like, alright, this can work out for me, right? And I told my supervisor, as well as my boss, hey, I told him the week before this week that I need these and these days off, and I'll work the other days, but these and these days I need them off, okay? Tuesday, because I was watching the Cobra Kai thing, right? And then Thursday, I got my audition, and I got my friend to, you know, do who I want to see, right? And so I'm checking the schedule, right? And it looks normal, like, what, Monday, right? Yeah, today is Wednesday, so Monday, I'm checking the schedule, and it looks normal, it looks right. Then come today, I check the schedule, and I'm like, motherfucker, these dudes are trying to dupe me, right? they're trying to give me Friday off, which I did not request it, you know. I told them, hey, I will work Friday, just let me have Thursday, right? And they did the complete opposite. So at this point, I'm like, you know what? That's it. This is the straw. I'm not dealing with this shit anymore, right? It's like, I told these dudes don't want to listen. So you know what? Tomorrow, I'll just resign. And so that's been going on through my head. Now I have to talk to my parents about it because obviously they're not going to like this. But hey, I don't care. I'm done with this, okay? It was a good run. It was, okay? But in the past 2 weeks, 4 guys have either been fired or quit. And I'll explain those in separate stories. Not on this podcast episode, but rather in the next 4 podcast episodes. Because this is actually vital and important to life in general. So that way you understand you know your rights, you know your shit, you know. You gotta do what you gotta do, right? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter the job. You got yourself to take care of. And if you don't take care of yourself, right? You're done. That's it. Game over. Period. Alright? Because oftentimes, as humans, we tend to neglect ourselves, right? And how am I trying to take care of myself here? Well, I haven't seen my friend. And keep in mind, I live a good almost an hour if traffic is really bad. But if traffic's really good, 45 minutes away from my town, right? Away from the town that everyone's in that I'm not in, right? So there's that. So that's a drive, you know? And I'm willing to do that drive to see, you know, my friend and probably another friend who might hang out with us if he decides to. So there's that, right? I gotta plan the drive. And then after me and the dudes hang out, I got an audition to go to, right? And keep in mind, the agency I work with, or the agency I'm trying to work with, is based in Georgia, right? So they're a whole hour ahead of Houston time. When it's 7:30 there, it's 6:30 here, and that's when the audition happens. Even though I misread the email last time, still, that's the time, that's the audition time, that's the time I have to be there for my audition, and I'm not going to miss it, not for anything, because I'm sick and tired of having to miss auditions, one, just to do work, right? Why would I do that when I can find a job that will actually help me out, right? And like help me out with scheduling and all that shit. Then a job that won't, you know? Or rather, I should say a job that neglects that, you know, time management. Because let's be honest, this was a neglection. Straight up. I told these dudes, I told my boss, right? Which is a good guy, you know? I told him, hey, I can't do this. You know, I can't do this day. I can do these days, I can't do these days. He said, okay, right? I told my supervisor. I told her, hey, I can do these days. I cannot do these days. Okay? And I'm assured that everything will be all right. But here's the catch. And here's the thing I neglected to tell you. The schedule is on a day-by-day basis. So they don't even know who they put on. Because everything they put on, right? Everyone who they put on the schedule on those days, half the time, it's a guess. You heard that right. It's a guess. So you don't even know who's going to come in or who's not going to show up. Who's going to have the day or who's not going to have the day. Okay. Fair enough. Except it's not. Because it's a day-by-day basis. So how do you expect someone to show up for work? Or maybe show up for work. Or maybe not show up for work. Or just not show up at all to work. How do you expect them to know what the schedule is if the schedule is unclear? Make up your fucking mind, my guy. It's not that hard. But no, apparently to these people, it is, right? I don't know who's in charge of the scheduling, but by golly, dude. No way, man. Fuck that. I'm not going to let myself be trampled. I'm not, you know. I've stood up to my past job, right? And you know why? These dudes wanted to force a test down me. A COVID test, mind you, right? Which I was completely healthy. I, you know, felt like a horse. Thanks, Joe Rogan. What's it called? And no, that's not a reference to ivermectin. Ooh. But, like, it's, dude, I don't need this. I'm healthy. Y'all testing the wrong people, right? I even gave my exemption the first time, my religious exemption the first time. Those dudes didn't even read it. So then that negated the whole testing procedure, right? So they let me come back because they didn't read it for whatever reason. I don't know why. Nor do I care at this point because that's long gone. That's history, you know? And then you want me to take another test, which you're making all the other people take another test, right? And keep in mind, this is on a month thing, right? This is like by month. And it wasn't like just by every month, right? It was just, oh, this month someone supposedly got COVID, right? So now we gotta quarantine the whole building and all that shit, right? And then, you know, next month apparently they're like, oh, you know what? We'll just test you for funsies because why not, right? And there was no contraction of that shit whatsoever, right? None at all. None. And it's like, oh my god, these people are fucking lunatics, right? And you know how many people died in their little town, right? And keep in mind, this wasn't a little, this was just a shop that worked for that said town, right? 8 people of COVID. 8. No one likes that number. No one likes anyone to die. But you could do your damnedest. You could sanitize your whole fucking house, man. You're not gonna stop that shit. That's just natural life, you know? And God only knows how many of those people really died from COVID, because we know the exaggeration here. Come on. We're not all that dead and stupid, you know? A lot of people think, oh, just because you're average Joe means that, oh, you don't know shit, you know? You don't know biology. It's like, yeah, because whoever leads the stupid science can't make up their own fucking mind, right? And whoever does it, well, there's loopholes, so, you know, instead of debating that shit, we'll censor him, because that's much more easier to protect you, right? Oh, that's... Where have we heard that before? Oh, yeah, World War II, you know? Don't listen to the Americans, blah, 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 you know? Freedom bad. Fascism good. There you go. Yeah, yeah, that makes more sense, right? Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Oh, ATV. Okay. I was wondering, was that a dog with a headlight, with a taillight? I was like, okay. But regardless, it's like, you know, I stood up to these people. I've planted my foot on the ground, you know. I thought, like, what happened last time where they just didn't even read it, it's gonna happen this time. It's like, nope, I waited a good month, nothing happened, and I was basically jobless for a good 2/3 of 2021, right? And now here I am again. I'm jobless yet again. But you know what? With my luck, I will probably find something real quick. It's just maybe a hiatus of 7 or 14 days. That's really it. I ain't got much to say about it. But, you know, I'm not going to complain. Whatever, right? Whatever. Because I'm lucky. I was born on a lucky day, so there's that. And, yeah, I'm just that type of guy. So, honestly, take one lesson away from this. If you're going to quit your job, make sure it's within good reason. And honestly, I'm tired of having to navigate shit around for these people, you know, when they just didn't even look my way this time. Seriously, you know. That's all I have to say. And that's really the moral of the lesson. If someone treats you like shit, don't take it. Don't take it. Because there's only so much you can take. And at that point, it's like, nah, bro, you gotta go. So with that being said, that's the end of the podcast episode. I will see y'all in the next one. Till then, peace out.